Facebook Live and RadioBuzz.com. This is No Limit People with Dr. Will Horton.
Hi. You dream of a better life? That life might be a better physical body, a better relationship, more income, or even spiritual growth. I want you to know it's not your fault you don't have it yet, because you don't know what you don't know. And you know there are people that profit from your pain. I've been there, and I was lucky enough to learn some techniques and tips to live a new life. So join me in learning how to be a no-limit person. I'm Dr. Will Horton, a licensed psychologist, leading expert in hypnosis.
I've been there.
And I was lucky enough to learn some techniques and tips to live a new life. So join me in learning how to be. This format is simple. It's guests and shows that will help you break those limits. And every show has some fast, effective life hacks to show you how to break free and take control of your life. So welcome. Today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to be talking about why the last president, Barack Obama, and the current president, Mr. Donald Trump, are some of the best living examples of the law of attraction that we have out there. Now, as I start this, the first thing I want you to help me with is to put aside whatever your political beliefs are, because usually when I start talking about this, people will automatically jump up and go, they either love one and hate the other, or hate, you know what I mean. And so it's just what we're going to be studying or looking at is the process that they went through to get to where they're at, right? They both did what I call reshaping reality. They both did something that has basically not been done before. And when you think about it, it's when we talk about what the law of attraction, we've heard about the law of attraction or the secret and how you think creates your life. The thing I want you to realize is that really it's all about taking control of your own story. So when you look at like Barack Obama, when he started to run for president in 2006, it was really right after he was elected to the Senate. He'd only been a senator for a short time, and he starts to run for president. And I remember when this happened, he got a lot of flack because people were saying, you know, don't run now, it's too early, you know, stay in the Senate for a few years. And basically they kept pointing out it wasn't his turn. It was supposed to be someone else's turn. And, you know, you don't do this, you don't jump the line. But he had his own methods and goals in his mind that he wanted to accomplish. He had the idea to reshape reality in a way that would get him to the highest office in the United States. And really to do this, you have to realize it was basically a quantum leap. And when you look at people that study the law of attraction or the secret or, you know, thoughts or turning thoughts to things, it's really all about creating quantum leaps, going from where you are right now to where you want to be in a huge leap, not necessarily step by step by step by step. So when you look at like one of the things that, you know, the people that talk about, you know, the vibrational universe, the law of attraction, the secret, going all the way back, Napoleon Hill, even farther back with a guy named Wallace Wattles, you know, the secret science of getting rich. When you look at those things, they talk about how that many people experience these quantum leaps. They get an idea, they get a thought, they hold to it, and then they seem to get there. From those of us looking from the outside, it seems like magic. It seems like beyond possible. They created this quantum leap. And to do that, there's some certain things you can do. And of course, what I do when I look at anything like this is, you know, what's the neurology behind it? What's the science behind it? What drives it to get to the next level? You know, and so when you do this, first of all, you have to realize there's some basic things. When you look at creating a goal, whether it's like, you know, Barack Obama or Donald Trump, or even go back to Bill Clinton running for the presidency, they had to decide, what did they want? What do you want? And what's the meaning of it? Because the meaning will give you the drive to do the action. Because one of the things they understand, maybe consciously or subconsciously, maybe they learned it, maybe it was just natural, which is if you have a strong enough why you want to do something, that's where the magic begins to happen. That's why I think a lot of people that study things like The Secret or law of attraction, one of the reasons they fall short of getting to their goals, they say a goal like a new car or more money or a great relationship, and they'll just say that, but they don't have a why. Why? What would this goal do for you? And again, hi, if you're watching this, I'm Dr. Will Horton, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on our call and having some fun with this. But the most important thing is to make sure you click like, share, and make a comment. Make sure you click like and type in a comment, please. And so again, going back to the, when you create something that you're going toward and you have a strong enough why, that's what fires up your neurology. Many of us will say a goal or a task that we want to accomplish, and it's something we really don't want to accomplish. Somebody might say, oh, I want to lose weight. You know, as a person who's been doing hypnosis for over 30 years, that's one of the questions I always get. Can it help me lose weight? Well, my first question is, well, why do you want to lose weight? And people go, that's stupid. I go, no, it's the most important question I can ask you. Because many times people go, oh, it's for my health. Really? If health was that important to you, you would probably, I mean, it's not rocket science, right? To lose weight, it's put down the fork, put down the fork, step away from the plate, step away from the plate. It's not that hard. Move your fat butt, move your fat butt. That's basically weight loss in a nutshell. And yet we're not doing it. Why aren't we doing it? It's because we have no why. What would this weight loss get to me? What would it give me? Yeah, I might have better health, but why? I remember when I ran my clinic, I loved when somebody said, I want to make my friends jealous. Or, you know, I want to be the hottest, mom in the PTA, whatever it is. Those goals make sense to me because that's a why. That will give you the impetus to drive. And so, and that's, you know, something like weight loss, but even a huge goal like running for the presidency, they put both those gentlemen, and even going back to Bill Clinton, they all had some very strong, why do they want this office? And their why was strong enough that began to do a couple of things. It lights up your neurology, and they've done studies where you'll say a goal you want, but you don't really have this really strong visceral, that's the word I was looking for, visceral, like gut level response. Your brain doesn't light up. But if you say something that you want and you have this visceral response where your gut seems to go, yes, then your brain lights up, because it's very important, and most people don't realize this, that you have more nerve endings in your gut than you do your brain, or almost as many, right? So we talk about having a gut feeling, having a gut reaction. Well, that's true. If this goal that you have is strong and visceral, it lights up your neurology. And then maybe then the magic begins to happen, because there are parts of our brain that now they're finding out makes our brains do different things. And it can help you align yourself with whatever that goal is. Because when you have that strong enough why, you're taking the actions necessary to get to your goal, whether it's losing weight or creating more income, or talking about Barack Obama and Donald Trump, to go toward the presidency. Because the other magic that begins to happen when you do this is people are drawn. They're drawn to people that have a mission. When you have a mission, people find that fascinating, whether it's a personal mission, self-development, or growth, even though people may not understand it, or if it's a, you know, what we call a meta, you know, mission, like running for public office, we are drawn to people that have that, that express that, that do that. And so that's one of the secrets behind it. Both of the gentlemen, Donald Trump and Barack Obama, took charge of another important aspect. If you really want to light up the, what we would call the law of attraction, or to create your, I like calling it reshaping your reality. We talk about your story. You know, you always hear motivational speakers from Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, myself, going back to Wayne Dyer. We talk about, you know, take control of your story, because it's your story that, you know, it's the stories you tell yourself that create your life. Right? You're constantly going over and over and over and over again on your life, right? You keep telling the story. Just think about some of your friends that if they have a sob story or a woe was me story, they keep telling it over and over again, and it becomes self-generating. Most people don't realize that you can take control of your story, shape it, and tell your own story. And one of the things that this is so powerful. And again, when you look at like a Donald Trump, even going back, you know, 25 years ago, whenever he would launch a project, right? When he would launch a project, he would be out there. This is going to be the greatest thing in the history. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's going to be, you know, whatever, bigly, whatever. It's going to be massive. And he would talk about like Trump Tower in New York City when he launched that, or the one in Chicago. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's going to be this beautiful building, yada, yada, yada. It's going to, you know, and he took charge of the story. And by taking charge of the story, he got to shape how people responded to it. Of course, many people would dislike it, but most people, you got to realize one of the subconscious secrets is most people don't really listen that much to what other people are saying about their story. So part of it will sink in when he keeps saying, I'm the greatest, you know, real estate investor in the history of the world. I'm the greatest businessman and da, 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 da. And it began to sink in. It began to sink in. And he'd tell the story over and over again. And, you know, people began to believe it as well as he began to believe it if he didn't believe it before. So when you take charge of your story and you tell it over and over again, you can shape it. You can do this. You can do that. And by doing that, there's a lot of power in this because it gives you the chance to impact how other people respond to you, and how they respond to you will create even more buzz or even more vibration to bring the people to you. And when you look at, you know, this this task of reshaping your own story, one of the things both these gentlemen and so did Bill Clinton do better than most people is they were able to ignore the naysayers. You know, they ignored the naysayers. Which is very important. If you're on your task and you're telling your story and you want to accomplish this goal and you're telling it as if it is, you know, like when Barack Obama was running for president, you say, when I'm president, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. When people would point out, you know, that first he had to get the nomination and that was probably a long shot because of Hillary Clinton. You go back and look at the history of it. He stayed on task and he ignored the naysayers. He wouldn't give them any credence. He wouldn't argue with them. This is very important because when you argue with them, you're also setting that cybernetic loop in your own brain where you start to doubt yourself. It's best just to ignore them. And again, if you're watching this and you like it, click like and share and make sure you write a comment. Thank you. And what's so powerful with this and the reason we can have so much fun is when you ignore the naysayers, it strengthens your own story, okay? And they're from the outside looking in, if you wanted to look at other people view it, rather than get in the arguments, rather than, you know, challenge these people, if you just ignore it and keep going toward your goal, that moves you forward, right? You're not giving any mental energy, psychic energy, if you're into the law of attraction, any vibrational energy to the naysayers. It helps you stay on task. And again, that helps you create that quantum leap. And again, when you look at, you know, going back to Bill Clinton, when he started running, or when Barack Obama was running, or even Donald Trump, they stayed on task because, again, they had a strong enough why. They were focused on what they needed to do. And they stayed focused on that by retelling their story over and over again. And, you know, and reshaping reality in such a way it made it even more possible. And again, when you ignore the naysayers, it gives you even more power. It gives you focus. It gives you some drive. You know, and when you're doing this, you got to realize that the number one thing in reshaping reality is knowing why. Again, a lot of this keeps going back to the why. Why do you want this goal? Whether it's a lot of money, it's a political office, it's a great empire, it's a great relationship, it's a great physical body. What is it? Once you keep retelling your story and you keep saying why you want it, it's going to give you this, it's going to give you that, it begins to help you reshape what is possible. Because we see this in a lot of different examples all the time. And again, when some people would say it's impossible, I like to look at the examples of how people do it to the opposite. A good example outside of the realm of politics, I won't beat up politics too much today, but because we're kind of sick of it, is this last weekend, a movie opened. And the movie was Deadpool 2. And it was kind of interesting, right? Because when they first launched the Deadpool franchise with the movie a couple years ago, it was kind of interesting because the star of the movie, the driving force, Ryan Reynolds, had a vision. He had a goal. And it was, he was going to do what he thought this kind of movie should be, right? This character from the comic books, which is, you know, smart mouth, sexual innuendos, all the things that those of us who grew up with comic books sort of remember, even though it was in a comic book format. But I remember seeing him be interviewed, and he said, well, it's going to be R-rated because he's going to use the gratuitous violence, which is secondary to the language, you know, the colorful language. Because he goes, when he was talking about it, he said, you know, this Deadpool guy is supposed to be an ex-special operations guy who is now, first he was a mercenary, and then he becomes this quasi-superhero. The language is probably going to be quite colorful. And he goes, he was sure that it wouldn't bother people. And one reason it took so long for that movie to be made, even though, you know, they first kind of tested it way back in the X-Men days, was the studios didn't believe that this R-rated movie would make money. And what was interesting, because he had a strong enough why, he wanted to give the kind of movie he would like to watch. Because he, correctly, when I went to see the movie this weekend, is true that most of the fanboys, if you will, of that movie genre are not little kids. You know, R-rated, you know, no one under, you know, 18 is supposed to be in there without a guardian. There's not, kids like the movies for one reason, but all of us other people like it for another reason. And so he had a strong enough why that drove him to just keep trucking along. And basically, he began to not just reshape his own reality, much like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Donald Trump has reshaped their reality, but it affects everybody else. So, you know, this recent movie, Deadpool 2, a little bit more colorful language, a little bit more other things in it. It's a huge hit also. And now we're seeing it ripple out into the other movies. And you're going to see more R-rated type action hero movies because he proved that there's an audience for it. But if you get into the law of attraction, did he prove there's an audience for it, or did he create the audience for it because of his force of will, force of mind, force of spirit, that he was focused on what he wanted? And so, you know, and he kept retelling his story. And when you do this, it shows the power of it, right? And again, I was watching an interview that he did a few months ago, and he talked about the hardest thing for him was to stay on task and ignore the naysayers, including to the point that it kind of put the first movie on hold a couple of times because they didn't want to green light the kind of movie he wanted to do. And he kept going and he kept going, and he stayed true to his focus. He stayed true to his goal. And one of the interesting things with this, like Barack Obama and Donald Trump, is they had their focus, their goal, and they did not settle for less, you know, because there's a quote in the Bible. It says, you know, that, you know, that you don't add to the word of God nor take away from the word of God. And the way I interpret that, if you look at the law of attraction in this, or in the science of manifesting thoughts, when you have a desire or a wish, it comes from you from somewhere, and that the universe is going to experience all of these things through you. So, you know, Mr. Chris, the producer over there, and me, if we were sharing a gourmet pizza, we could be eating the exact same meal, and yet we're going to have two totally different experiences. So the universe, if you will, the cosmic collective consciousness, is going to experience that same pizza two different ways. It's also why, you know, you could have five people, they all want the same kind of car. If they get the same kind of car, there's going to be five different experiences. And so the universe gets to experience all these things, some good, some bad, some negative, some positive. Those are just words, but it gets to experience. And so when you're thinking about accomplishing these goals, when you think about adding to the word of God, whatever your desire is, then you start saying how this has to happen. How this has to happen. You know, if I want to get rich, then I have to create this, or I have to do this, or I have to do that. Well, if you say how it's going to happen, you shut down all the other avenues that this miracle could happen in your life. And so you could limit it. Maybe it's going to come from this way. It's going to come from that way. It could be anything. You know, I think in the Deadpool thing, what really helped from the interview is when Stan Lee himself kind of chipped in and said, you know, I think this might be an interesting thing to do. Let's make this movie, right? And even though he's not a controlling interest anymore, you know, he's Stan Lee. It was his empire. So they went ahead and did it. So what's fascinating with this, so when you add to it, you can shut down everything else. Or when you take from the word, whatever your desire is, that means you're going to settle for less, right? And that's what happened, especially with like Barack Obama. People talked about, well, maybe if you don't run for president right now, we'll give you some leadership positions in the Senate and all this. He didn't want to settle for less. He was going for broke. He was going for what he wanted, and he was going to, you know, keep that. So he was locked on and ready to go. Same with Donald Trump. You know, people thought, you know, people kind of approached him about dropping out, and they go, you know, a couple of the other people, you know, behind the scenes supposedly said things like, it's okay, then, you know, you drop out, and then if I become president, I'll make you Secretary of Treasury or whatever, you know. But he stayed true to it. He didn't settle for less. How many of us settle for less? And the other thing you do when you settle for less, you're telling your brain you really didn't want this goal anyway. And so you move onward toward your goal. And so to do that, again, when you're doing this, when you're creating your desires, you have to stay true to what your focus is and ignore the naysayers. One of the hardest things we have to do is to ignore the naysayers. And it's the naysayers in our close environment. A few episodes ago, we talked about why it's so important to have this group of people in your life, you know, whether you want to call it a mastermind group or a group of people. Because if I know the five people you hang out with the most and I know what their income is, I can probably guess what your income is, because I always like to say you don't necessarily rise to the level of your dreams, but you'll fall to the level of your peers. So who are your peers, right? And so, you know, when you want to accomplish a goal, you need people that are going to support you in going toward your goal. And so you may have to surround yourself with people that will help you support that goal. It's why, you know, when we watched Donald Trump and Barack Obama, when they were forming, you know, their campaigns and doing this, of course, they brought people in that supported their mission. They didn't bring people in that were going to, you know, naysay or push away that. And you have the power to control who's in your influential group. And that doesn't mean we might not have family members or coworkers or people around us, but we don't have to share everything that we're moving toward and that we're doing, because you don't want to give the naysayers any power, any focus, any control. So when you look again about Donald Trump and Barack Obama, I don't care what your politics are, you have to admit they reshaped reality to get what they wanted. And they went from here to up here. Right. They skipped a lot. You know, Barack went from freshman senator to president of the United States. Donald Trump went from no political experience or office to president of the United States. Most people would say that's a quantum leap. And that's possible, especially when you get into the law of attraction, when you look at how it is. And again, when you take control of your own story and you start to rewrite that story to get you to where you want to go, and how anything in your past becomes a catapult for you to get there. You know, Barack talked about, you know, the audacity of hope, you know, the creating, you know, going for the outside. You want an outsider. And basically, honestly, that's kind of what Donald Trump did. It's like, hey, aren't you sick of it? Let's drain the swamp, bring in an outsider. They kind of had the same story, a little bit, obviously, two different, you know, approaches, and yet they took charge of their story. So my task to you, again, if you're watching this and you like it, click like, make a comment and share, and have some fun with it. So take control of your story. When you look at where you are right now, wherever you are right now is the result of all the thoughts you've thought up to this point. It doesn't have to be your future. Wherever you are right now, is a result of the thoughts of today. And so if you want a better future, you have to change your thoughts today. You have to create that reality that you want. You have to begin to paint those pictures, not just in other people's minds, but in your own mind, and you can get to where you want. And as we get ready to kind of wind this down, I always give a life hack, if you will, a life hack. And one of the things you can do, if you want to get to this quantum leap stuff, one of the things you have to do is begin to clear away the wreckage of the past. And one of the things you can do is constantly say to yourself, I'm willing. I'm willing to give up everything that's holding me back, you know, holding me from now or in the past from achieving my goal. I'm willing to give up everything that was or is holding me back from achieving whatever your goal is. Great wealth, whatever it is you want, great relationship, great a physical healing. I'm willing to give up everything that was or is holding me back from achieving, and then you say what your goal is. It creates a magic cybernetic loop in your brain because you're saying, I'm giving this up, whether it's an old belief, an old attitude, old people, limiting anything, you're willing to let it go to move toward your goal. And so, you know, so that's my mind hack, is this little thing of when you relax, if you just relax and say, I'm willing to give up everything that was or is holding me back from achieving my goal, and you stay what your goal is, you're going to create a quantum leap of breaking free to get to the next level, right? And so what I want you to do is have some fun with this over the next week. Next week, we're going to have even more fun. I'm going to have a guest. I'm lining up a couple of different guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we'll be talking about breaking limits, getting to the next level. And, you know, we may throw in some more law of attraction stuff. There's a lot of interest in that in the current world to help us create the kind of lives that we want, whether it's create a business empire, a better family life, a better physical body, whatever it happens to be, better finances, whatever it is, we can do this. So I'd like to thank you for joining us on our No Limit People. And we'll see you next week as we trudge the road to happy destiny. And so have some fun with this. And mainly keep going. So as you wrap it up, again, I want you to take a nice deep breath and just close your eyes and say, think of the goal that you want. Might be a better relationship, might be a better physical body, might be more income. It might be a healing of a physical nature. And all I want you to do is take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and say, I'm willing to give up everything that was or is holding me back from achieving this goal. I am willing to give up everything that was or is holding me back from this thing I want and I desire. I'm ready to receive with love and gratitude. I'm ready to receive and state your goal again with love or gratitude. One more time. I'm willing to give up everything that was or is holding me from this thing that I want. Now think about your goal. Why do you want it? What will it do for you? And then say, I'm ready to receive. Say it again with love and gratitude. Good. Good. One last time, I'm willing to give up everything that was or is holding me back from achieving. Think about your goal and why you want your goal. And now I'm ready to receive. Now think about your goal with love and gratitude. So until next time, as we move forward, again, next week, we're going to have an exciting guest. We'll be talking about this. We'll be doing a couple of different mind hacks to help you get your goal. So as we move forward, we can have some fun. Cool. So I don't see any questions as we're wrapping it up. So cool. All right. So until next time, as we trudge the road to happy destiny, I'll see you as we get on the train to No Limit People.
This has been No Limit People with Dr. Will Horton. Join us every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at Facebook Live and RadioBuzz.com.